A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, KSL News Time is now 8 o'clock. It's Friday, the 18th day of September. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, 70 degrees.
Problem between Morgan and Echo. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Utah's 2020 school year. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
A popular teacher is in the hospital with COVID-19, and a teachers' association is criticizing school districts that aren't following quarantine protocols.
Utah's 2020 school year. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards has the latest on Corner Canyon High. Mary?
Amanda, the Canyon School Board is scheduled to meet today to talk about what to do next about the coronavirus cases at Corner Canyon. They say their surveys show that people want the high school to remain open, even if hybrid only. Now, the daughter of their teacher in the ICU says the virus is worse than she thought it would be for Shari Johnson.
I don't care if you're not religious. I don't care if whatever, like, just pray. We just need her. Corner Canyon needs her. I need her.
Shari Jensen, that is, and that was Talisha Jensen, her daughter. And other teachers say the school is getting a lot of heat, but the spread of sickness is a community issue, not just a school issue. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Meantime, the Utah Education Association has strong words for school districts who aren't putting schools in quarantine when they meet the threshold of COVID-19 cases. They say district officials are ignoring their promises to keep teachers safe. UEA President Heidi Matthews says this is a broken trust.
We're a labor organization, and we believe that an injustice to one is an injustice to all. And right now we have some significant injustices happening to our educators in the classroom.
She says many teachers made the decision to come back to the classroom since they were assured the state's guidelines would be followed.
911 new COVID-19 cases in just one day. That's a new record for Utah, and health officials blame high school and college students who they say are not wearing masks while socializing. Ralph Clegg with the Utah County Health Department says with BYU and UVU students returning, they expected to see a rise in the number of cases.
It wasn't surprising that there was a surge. Yeah, it was probably a little surprising that it's been as high as it has.
Clegg hopes schools and businesses won't need to close again, but says everything is on the table. 40% of the new cases are from Utah County.
Two motorcyclists were riding together along 32nd West in Taylorsville early this morning when one of them veered off the road and hit a parked car. KSL News Radio's Dan Bombas tells us that rider was killed.
Unified police say the two were riding northbound on 3200 West, about 5500 South, about 2 o'clock this morning, when one of them crashed. He was not wearing a helmet. Police say the impact was enough to move the stationary vehicle. The man died at the scene. The street was closed for several hours while the crash was investigated. Officers have not released the man's name. They're working to notify his family. Dan Bombas, KSL News Radio.
A man remains hospitalized this morning after being shot by a unified police officer. Elijah Flack says he saw a man on a motorcycle run a red light and then get hit by a pickup truck. But he says the man got up, ran from police, and then pointed a gun at an officer.
When the shots went off, I was just like dumbfounded. I didn't even know what I was thinking. It was just like, wow, the guy really just got shot.
The Salt Lake County Sheriff says no one else was hurt during the encounter, but the shooting was seen by several people, including some kids on a bus.
The battle over masks heats up the presidential campaign. Let's get our top national stories now with Sean Michael Lyle, live at the KSL National News Desk.
Tim, Democratic nominee Joe Biden was in his hometown of Scranton, Pennsylvania last night for a drive-in-style town hall hosted by CNN. The former vice president favors a national mask mandate.
I'd go to governors related, Republican and Democratic governors, and I'd say, we have to have this national mandate.
Also last night, President Trump rallied in central Wisconsin with about 5,000 tightly packed and mostly unmasked supporters. Dr. Anthony Fauci chimes in on this week's controversy over when a coronavirus vaccine may be available, telling CNN.
It might be earlier than November and December. I would still put my money on November, December.
But there are questions about when there will be enough supply to give everyone a vaccination after FDA approval. Neighborhoods are full of water. More than 300,000 power customers spent the night in the dark around the southeast. This Orange Beach, Alabama resident won't forget when Hurricane Sally arrived Tuesday morning.
You could hear the house moving back and forth, and I mean, it was literally moaning and cracking back and forth.
One of the two deaths blamed on the storm happened there. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Shawn Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
KSL Weather with Grant Wayman. Today is the last day in the 90s.
Well, here we go with a decent chance of rain coming our way here as the front moves in, and a fall-type front where it's going to cool us off and rain showers moving in as well. Been a while since we've seen some good rain, so nice to get some of these rain showers in here, even if it is on the first part of the weekend. Folks need to be prepared for a little bit of rain for the first part of their weekend if they've got some outdoor plans.
Grant says there is only a slight chance of showers on Saturday.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.